Sunday in New York. What a wonderful day to be at ease there, to do just as you please there. I forget about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday after Sunday in New York.
Those caressing songs are being made by Portia Nelson, singing and playing the piano. And this is Lee Jordan saying glad to have you with us this Sunday in New York. Big music and small talk.
Still no place on earth can compare to Sunday in New York.
Hi, Portia.
Hi,
Lee.
Welcome
to our show. Nice to have you on live this week instead of on record.
Well, I'm most happy to be here, Lee, I can tell you that.
It's a beautiful winter afternoon here in New York. Crisp and cool, with a clear blue sky up there. Lots of sun, too. And we're glad you're with us out there as we take a musical look at the artists and places of entertainment here in this wonderful city of New York.
And you know who can say it perfectly, Lee? Sammy Davis Jr., who, incidentally, just opened in his very first movie role right here at the Victoria Theater on Broadway in Anna Lucasta.
Okay, Sammy Davis, tell us all about New York.
Listen, all you New Yorkers, there's a rumor going round that some of you good people want to leave this town. Well, you better consult with me before you go.
Yeah?
'Cause I've been to all those places and I know.
Chicago?
Well, Chicago's all right. It's got Marshall Field and Soldiers Field, and it's on a nice lake. But it hasn't got the hansoms in the park. It hasn't got a skyline after dark.
That's why New York's his home.
Let me never leave it. New York's my home, sweet home.
San Francisco?
San Francisco is a lovely place. It's got lots of hills and lots of thrills. And it's near an ocean of some size. But it hasn't got the Bari or the Bronx. It hasn't got the Harlem honky-tonks.
That's why New York's its home.
Yeah, it's my favorite city. New York's my home, sweet home.
St. Louis?
Lots of people like St. Louis. It's got lots of shoes and the St. Louis Blues. And one of our larger rivers runs by. But let's face it, it hasn't got the opera in the Met. It hasn't got a famous string quartet.
That's why New York's its home.
No, not a place to visit. New York's my home, sweet home.
Hollywood?
Hollywood. Hollywood's got movie stars and movie czars and cocktail bars and shiny cars and a wonderful climate, they say. But it hasn't got the handy subway trains. You seldom find a taxi when it's pouring down rain.
That's why New York's its home.
Yeah, take your California. New York's my home, sweet home. So save your time and trouble. Save your railroad fare. I said save your time and trouble. Save your railroad fare. 'Cause when you leave New York, man, you don't go anywhere. It's a city where a man can't fulfill his dreams. The only town that's left that's got three baseball teams.
That's why New York's its home.
Let me never leave it.
New York's my home, sweet home.
Well, Portia, except for those three baseball teams, Sammy seems to know all about New York. But how about Secaucus?
Secaucus? Well, it doesn't have a Judy Holliday singing and a wonderful show called Bells Are Ringing. But thanks to that show, we can't go wrong. If we sing its very most popular song called Just In Time. I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed, my bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I've found my way. For love came just in time. You found me just in time and changed my lonely life that lovely day. Now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I've found my way. For love came just in time. You found me just in time and changed my lonely life that lovely day. Yes, love came just in time.
Frank Sinatra with the Kern song, I Won't Dance, from Roberta. And, of course, one of Kern's greatest scores was Showboat. It's had, at least a couple of runs on Broadway and a couple of movies, too. And if you recall the first Broadway run, there was a lonely lady who sat on a piano and broke the heart of the world when she sang,
I used to think that I might discover the perfect lover someday. I knew I'd recognize him if ever he came round my way. I even used to fancy then he'd be one of those godlike kind of men with a giant brain and a noble head, like the heroes bold in the books I read. But along came Bill. He's not the type at all. You'd meet him on the street and never notice him. His manly grace, his form and face are not the type that you would find in a statue. And I can't explain, it's surely not his brain that makes me thrill. I love him because he's wonderful, because he's just my Bill. I can't explain, it's surely not his brain that makes me thrill. I love him because he's happened, I don't know. Because he's just my Bill. Kern and Dorothy Fields wrote what they labeled a sarcastic love song. And that takes two, you know. Would you care to join me in a fine romance with no kisses? A fine romance, my friend, this is. True love should have the thrills that a healthy crime has.
We don't have half the thrills that the march of time has.
Oh, that's very dated.
A fine romance with no quarrels,
with no insults and all morals.
You're just as hard to land as the Ile-de-France.
Well, that's 'cause I haven't had a chance.
This is a fine romance.
It's done, and below there is sun, where there once was a block that was black. But it isn't the same since they tore down the frame of that dirty old overhead track. I miss all the quaking and hanging and shaking and clanging and profanity. Though they call it old-fashioned and slightly absurd, like a dowager out on a spree. Nothing ever again can be quite what the Third Avenue L was to me. When the street would be waxy with ice and your taxi went skidding too close to the steel, did you ever think this is a fine edifice that has suddenly lost its appeal? Now it's dull and it's drab to go by in a cab with a feeling approaching ennui. How I wish they had stopped and forever deferred that last demolition decree. Nothing ever again can be quite what the Third Avenue L was to me.
It was clanking slightly berserk, and it started and stopped with the same kind of jerk. It looked in the windows at Avenue wives until it became a part of their lives. A family of 600,000 survived.
Toll a bell for the L. Let it ring out a knell for a friend who is leaving this earth. For the pot-bellied stove that so gallantly strove to keep glowing for all it was worth. For the last citadel of an odd clientele with a stubborn and sporting esprit. Not a cinder around, but my vision is blurred.
Sentimental.
Yes, that I may be. Nothing ever again can be quite what the Third Avenue.
The same old hoodoo follows me about. The same old pounding in my heart whenever I think of you. And darling, I think of you day in and day out. Day out, day in. I needn't tell you how my days begin. When I awaken with a tingle, one possibility in view, that possibility of maybe seeing you. Come rain, come shine, I meet you, and to me that day is fine. Then I kiss your lips, and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar, a thousand drums. Can't you see that it's love? Can there be any doubt? When there it is, day in, day out. Come rain, come shine, I meet you, and to me that day is fine. Can you see that it's love? Can there be any doubt? When there it is, day in, day out. Can you see it's love? Can there be any doubt? When there
Lee, I just got a letter from a verse.
What's a verse?
Well, it's a group of lyrics that comes just before the refrain, and it more or less sets up the story or the mood of a song. You know, I believe the verse game, you know, singing verses that people don't know and trying to guess what they are, I think that game started right here in New York City.
Well, your letter from a verse
fascinates
me. What did the verse have to say?
Well, it said, to whom it may concern, I'm a lonely verse. Nobody ever uses me. Life couldn't be worse. I sit up there at the top of a refrain, praying that someone will adore me. Then I hear an introduction and my lyrics fill my brain. But all they do is ignore me. So anyone who reads this, won't you lift this awful curse and brighten the life of a lonely verse?
You know, Portia, I think that's a good idea.
Goodly.
Why not form a society? Say, a society for the relief of loneliness and the prevention of cruelty to lonely verses. Why, we'll even make you chairman, Portia.
Thank you, Lee. I'll take it.
Let's start some relief work now, then. First, here's a song by Johnny Mathis. I don't know the verse.
Well, I do. Merry month of May, sunny skies of blue, clouds have rolled away and the sun breaks through to reveal how joy you may define in a thousand ways, but a case like mine needs a special phrase to reveal how I feel.
I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? It's a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love.
Explainable, I met someone unattainable, life's a bore. The world is my oyster no more.
All the papers where you led the news with your capers now will spread the news. Superman turns out to be a flash in the pan.
The Himalaya mountains I climb.
You're written up in fortune and time.
I dig the fourth dimension, but I get no attention from you. When I sell kisses at a bazaar,
the gals line up from near and from far.
Their methods I have charted, but I can't get started with you. Oh, tell me why am I no kick to you? I could always stick to you fine. Through thin and thick to you, tell me.
Market trembles when you sell short.
In England I'm presented at court.
With kings you've a la carted.
Still I can't get started with you.
State of me.
Yes, now inflated me till you're my Waterloo. Good grief, I'm not exactly a clod. When Elvis Presley bows, I just nod.
You're asked to every state ball.
Still I'm behind the eight ball.
Your dad's a Wall Street banker.
And still I'm just a tanker.
You're everything a gent is.
And still I'm non-compass matters with you.
As a stranger in the city, out of town with the people I knew, I had a feeling of self-pity. What to do, what to do, what to do? My outlook was decidedly blue. But as I walked through the foggy streets alone, it turned out to be the luckiest.
Enjoyed that first game. We have a good society going here. Let's see how we played it. Maynard Ferguson, who's now at Birdland, had the chorus to Foggy Day after Portia sang the verse. Rosemary Clooney and Bing Crosby sang the verse and the chorus to I Can't Get Started. And before that, Johnny Mathis had the world on a string and Portia Nelson on a verse.
So, if you happen to be a verse lover, won't you please join our society and send us your favorite here at WCBS? We'll see that it brings joy and happiness to some lonely little unsung verse.
Oh, I'm sure we're all convinced, Chandler Porcher. Now I think it's time we looked out for what's doing Sunday in New York.
Sunday in New York, what a wonderful day to be at ease there, to do just as you please there. I forget about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday after Sunday in New York. It's the day I find the city sweet and gentle, and I get sentimental. Looking up at the towering scrapers or just reading the morning papers, how I love it when the city's deserted and quiet. Oh, yes, I love it. And even though you don't believe it, I never want to leave it after Sunday in New York.
Those caressing sounds have been made by Portia Nelson, singing and playing the piano. And this is Lee Jordan reminding you, we'll be glad to have you with us again next Sunday in New York.
No place on earth can compare to Sunday in New
make
time, the cabin's gloomy, and the table's bare. Then he'll kiss me, and it's Christmas everywhere. Troubles fly away and love is gone. Does he love me good? That's all I need. Seems like happiness is just a thing called Joe. Little Joe, little Joe.
It's time, so we take a few hours off to eat wedding cake. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's de-lovely. It feels so fine to be a bride. And how's the groom?
Why, he's slightly fried. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely.
To the pop of champagne, off we hop in our plush little plane till a bright light through the darkness cozily calls.
Niagara Falls!
Ooh, all's well, my love, our day's complete.
What a beautiful bridal suite.
It's dreamy.
It's drowsy.
It's reverie.
It's rhapsody.
It's regal. It's royal. It's ritz. It's lovely. Okay, Lee, now you have to start this next chorus.
Tell me when.
I'll cue you. Here you go.
We settled down as man and wife to solve the riddle called married life.
And it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. We're on the crest, we have no cares. We're just a couple of honey bears.
It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely.
All's as right as can be, till one night at my window I see an absurd bird with a bundle hung on his nose.
Baby clothes.
Those eyes of yours are filled with joy when nurse appears and cries,
it's a boy.
He's appalling.
He's appealing.
He's a polywog.
He's a paragon.
He's a Popeye. He's a panic. He's a pimp. He's a lovely. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday after Sunday in New York.
Those caressing sounds have been made by Portia Nelson. And this is Lee Jordan reminding you, we'll be glad to have you with us next Sunday in New York.
Though April in Paris is rare, still no place on earth can compare.
Glenn Miller's 55th birthday. In the 40 years he lived, Glenn achieved unequaled stature as a band leader.
But don't think for a minute that he was a product of breaks or good luck. It was pure hard work and great drive.
That's right, Portia. Glenn Miller was arranging for other bands such as Ben Pollock and Rob Nichols, Victor Young and Freddie Rich as far back as...
Is there still a spark?
two in our Two From A Show, the songwriting for a big hit. Portia?
I feel merely marvelous, wilder than the sea.
Beautiful Speak Low. And then there's one that goes kind of like this.
And we're lost out here in the stars. Little stars, big stars, blowing through the night. And we're lost out here.
Lost in the Stars, remember? Kurt Vile is the composer of these songs. And Mr. Brooks Atkinson once wrote, "Everybody agrees that Kurt Vile is one of the finest composers of the past 25 years. And there's reason to think he was the best."
Perhaps a good deal of his music is not on the hit parade, but once heard, it has that never-to-be-forgotten poignancy.
One of these songs was introduced by Gertrude Lawrence in Vile's Lady in the Dark. It's become almost an art song. And for just the caressing touch needed, here's Portia to sing Kurt Vile's...
My ship has sails that are made of silk. The decks are trimmed with gold. Of jam and spice, there's a paradise in the hold. My ship's aglow with a million pearls and rubies each brim. The sun sits high in a sapphire sky when my ship comes in.